I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, Chicago police are investigating the kidnapping and robbery of a couple in Little Village early this morning. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports.
Police say armed robbers held up a man and a woman as they were about to enter a restaurant on 26th Street near Homan at around 3 a.m. Police say the five men or young men stole items from the restaurant before forcing the couple into the robber's dark SUV. Then they allegedly drove to several ATMs and coerced the 48-year-old man and 39-year-old woman to withdraw cash before eventually releasing them. The couple refused medical treatment. No one is in custody. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, police have issued a community alert over a string of at least 11 robberies in and around the Loop. In each incident, one to two suspects approach a victim using a motorized bike or scooter and then took their property by force before fleeing. No one has been caught.
Some windows of Trump International Hotel and Tower were damaged by a vandal throwing rocks yesterday evening. An on-scene witness told police an unknown man threw rocks toward the riverfront skyscraper, damaging six different windows. That person then fled on foot. No one is in custody in connection with the incident, which remains under investigation.
There are indications that White Sox longtime majority owner Jerry Reinsdorf is now open to selling the team. Sports media company The Atlantic reports that Reinsdorf is in active discussions with a group led by former big leaguer Dave Stewart. Mark Gennis, a consultant from Sports Core Limited in Chicago, told WBBM that even with the team's recent poor performance on the field, it's still worth a lot of money.
This is a pure baseball team play, the second team in a major market, but in a declining local television environment. So somewhere in the $2.5 billion range, plus or minus.
Both Reinsdorf and Stewart have declined to comment.
4 months after Northwestern University officially broke ground on the new Ryan Field, the university is sharing milestone progress on minority contracting. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Judson Mine, Northwestern University, and construction partners say they're on their way to meeting their 35% minority contracting commitments. Developers say that to date, of the $382 million of construction contracts awarded, $133 million have been awarded to minority and woman-owned businesses. Fifth Ward Alderman Bobby Byrne says he is dedicated to ensuring accountability in these spending commitments and that he looks forward to seeing those commitments benefit the community. Live at the Anchor Desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A wastewater treatment plant in Three Rivers, Michigan had a mishap that sent sewage into the St. Joseph River.
Contractors were working on upgrades to the Three Rivers Wastewater Treatment Plant. Plant Superintendent Taylor Davis says they were switching.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
King pumps when it happened. 50,000 gallons of sewage was pumped into the river.
Basically, the contractors need to check, like triple check everything that they're doing before they turn something online and abandon an old part of the system.
CBS 22 in South Bend reports, as a precaution, people have been told to avoid contact with the river. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Members of the Joliet City Council have voted unanimously to move ahead with plans for a new park as a way to keep people convicted of sex crimes against children out of a nearby apartment building.
State law prohibits convicted child sex offenders from living within 500 feet of a public playground. The proposed Cunningham Neighborhood Park on Center Street would be near an apartment building bought by an organization that finds housing for sex offenders. Joliet City Attorney Todd Lindsay told City Councilman Larry Hugg that the park would keep child sex offenders out of that building, but not those convicted of sex crimes against adults.
This would not completely eliminate that. I don't want to give a legal opinion, but that is what the statute says, child sex offender.
Thank you. And again, if that's all it accomplishes, it's a good thing.
Lindsay also says as long as the park is designated as a place for children's recreation, the prohibition on child sex offenders living in the nearby apartment building should apply even if the park has no playground equipment. Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The body of an as-yet-unidentified man was pulled from the North Branch of the Chicago River yesterday afternoon. Divers from the Police Marine Unit recovered the body from the river near Elston and Division. An investigation is continuing.
A man has been charged with murder in the shooting death of a fellow employee in the parking lot of a manufacturing company in Portage, Indiana, early yesterday morning. Portage Police Chief Mike Candiano says 20-year-old Lupe McGee Jr. is accused of shooting 22-year-old Linnell Jenkins multiple times after an argument.
We're not really clear what the argument was about. The people that we talked to basically said that, you know, it did not seem like it was an excessively heated argument. They said it was at shift change, so there were multiple people outside, and they noted that there was some kind of a disagreement, but it wasn't really anything that it didn't seem like it was heated to the point where they were even keying on it until the shots were fired.
McGee was arrested at his home in Maryville without incident about 6 hours after the shooting and was ordered held without bond.
An Elgin woman has been convicted of sexually assaulting and battering a child.
The Kane County judge found 37-year-old Maricela Garcia guilty of crimes against a child, predatory criminal sexual assault, aggravated battery, and domestic battery. That's according to a news release from the state's attorney's office. The Daily Herald reports the charges alleged the sexual assault happened May 2021. The victim was under 13 at the time, and the two lived in the same house. Garcia remains free on bond while awaiting sentencing. She could get up to 60 years in prison. Varen Black, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now time for sports, sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Here's Josh Liss.
Hi there. Nice to see a sunny day. Appreciate you tuning in. Only weeks after his White Sox lost a modern baseball record 121 games and more than four decades after purchasing the team, Jerry Reinsdorf is not commenting on a report in The Athletic that, according to sources briefed on the matter, he's open to selling the Sox. And the report claims Reinsdorf's in active discussions with a group led by a former big leaguer, Dave Stewart, star pitcher back in the day. He's moved to Nashville, Stewart, Tennessee, to strengthen his odds of bringing a team to the fast-growing market. In the NL Championship Series, LA takes a 2-1 lead with an 8-0 win over the Mets. Max Muncy hits a solo homer. Shohei Ohtani, a 3-run shot. Kike Hernandez, a 2-run blow. Dodgers in New York for Game 4 at 7 tonight. Yankees guards at 4 o'clock. New York's up 2-0 in the ALCS. It was a one-of-a-kind comeback for the Bulls' Lonzo Ball in a preseason game with Minnesota.
He came off the bench with 6 minutes and 8 seconds remaining in the first quarter, greeted by a standing ovation and applause from his Bulls teammates.
Just blessed, man. I mean, a lot of people that helped me get here, not just myself, you know. So just to see the crowd and all the love I get from the city, man, you can't replicate that in any type of way. And it's real, so I appreciate everybody.
Ball then made his first shot attempt in 33 months, a corner three, to another wave of cheers. 10 points in 15 minutes, plus a Bulls win later. Ball went home with the game ball, courtesy Zach LaVine, who made sure to snag it just after the horn. At the United Center, Rick Gregg, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
New York leads 2-1 of the best five WNBA finals with an 80-77 win on Sabrina Ionescu's last second three. The Blackhawks host the Sharks in the home opener, red carpet at 5. Josh Liss, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Rough waters have hampered search efforts for a man who remains missing after he went out onto Lake Michigan near Lake Forest on Sunday. His boat was found overturned. The man's wife was supposed to pick him up at the Lake Forest Harbor boat launch, but when he failed to return, she called 911. Lake Forest Fire Chief Pete Siebert says the man's boat trailer was still near the launch.
New art activations at a unique site are featuring dozens of works showcasing Chicago artists.
At Midway Airport, Mayor Brandon Johnson and other city officials on Wednesday celebrated the new public art installations. Airport travelers will encounter the photos, paintings, and sculptures by local artists as they leave the airport from the concourse to the baggage claim and ground transportation. The Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events manages nearly 80 public art projects in airports, libraries, transit hubs, and other spaces in the city. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
CBS News special report, sweeping changes to the Secret Service recommended after the failed assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Correspondent Christopher Cruz on the findings of a bipartisan group appointed by the Department of Homeland Security.
It identified what it describes as systemic issues within the Secret Service. The panel recommends the appointment of a new leadership team from outside the Secret Service and a refocusing of its operations and personnel around its presidential protective mission.
The panel accuses the agency of becoming bureaucratic, complacent, and static. Board member Janet Napolitano.
This is a zero-fail mission.
She says if there is no shakeup, the 52-page report concludes.
Without these recommended reforms, we believe another Butler can and will happen again.
So far, there's been no comment from the Secret Service. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.